Within seconds, I had made a pass through the house and taken cover in the darkness beneath Sally Mae's bed. It was a tight squeeze, but I managed it. In the darkness, I listened to the rumble of battle. Sally Mae had wrung a full confession out of little Alfred, and he had been thrashed for it. Justice had been served.
Now get your clothes on, Alfred. I have a dental appointment in 40 minutes. And find that dog and throw him out.
Throw me out of the house? I had news for little Alfred. There was no way he was going to haul me out from under the bed and throw me outside with that monkey. I had made a new discovery about monkeys, don't you see? I didn't like them at all. I had these thoughts on my mind when I heard a voice.
Hi, Hank. Did you get in trouble with Sally Mae?
It was Drover's voice, and it was very near. My eyes probed the darkness and saw only darkness. Are you under this bed?
Yeah, are you?
Of course I am, and for very good reason. I was being flogged by a naked woman with a wet towel. What's your excuse?
Well, it sounded like things were getting hot in the bathroom, and I thought...
You thought you'd take the chicken's way out and hide under the bed, right?
Well...
And so you left one of your former friends to be mauled in a locked bathroom. I don't suppose it ever occurred to you to stick around and help, did it?
Well, yeah, it did occur to me, but I thought it was a pretty bad idea.
This will go on your record, Drover, and believe me, it will not go unpunished.
Oh, drat. But anyway, we're safe from that crazy monkey. I knew he'd end up causing trouble.
Yes, and so did I, Drover. I hope you've learned a lesson from all of this.
I guess I have. Never trust a monkey in a red hat.
Exactly. And furthermore, suddenly I heard footsteps on the floor. Small feet wearing shoes. Little Alfred was looking for us. We froze, hardly daring to breathe or move a muscle. The footsteps came into the bedroom and moved about. They stopped beside the bed. I held my breath and waited. The boy's eyes appeared beneath the dust ruffle. They seemed to be upside down. Yes, of course they were, since he had tilted. I thought we were goners because he looked straight at me, but apparently it was too dark under there for him to see us. The eyes disappeared, the footsteps moved into the living room, and little Alfred said,
Mom, I can't find the doggies.
Sally Mae was crashing around at the other end of the house.
Well, we don't have time to look. We've got to leave right this minute. If those dogs make a mess, I'll...
She didn't finish her sentence, but she didn't need to. I had already made a mental note that while in her house, we would make no messes. When she came home, we would be lying on the rug beside the back door, minding our own business and guarding her house against robbers and fiends. No messes. Not even one. She would be so proud of us. I heard the back door slam. The car started and went roaring up the hill in front of the house. And then, silence. I inched my way out from under the bed. All right, Drover, you can come out now. The coast is clear.
How can you have a coast without an ocean?
What?
Achoo! I said it sure is dusty under there. Tears up my sinuses.
Are you saying that Sally Mae doesn't clean under her beds? Are you suggesting that she isn't a good housekeeper? Get to the point, Drover.
Achoo! I don't know the point, but my nose is all stopped up.
Well, let me remind you that a stopped-up nose is a small price to pay for being safe inside the house, away from the monkey.
I thought you two were friends.
Me? Friends with a monkey? Drover, I never trusted the little whelp. Not for a minute.
Then what was all that stuff about you being the great-grand potentate?
I glared at the runt. Great-grand potentate? I don't know what you're talking about. You must have been dreaming.
No, I wasn't dreaming. You said you were the great-grand potentate, and the Bucky was your captain of the guards.
Rubbish. Come on, let's make a pass through the house and check things out. We're in charge now. I crept out of the bedroom, peeked at the door, looked around in all directions, and started into the living room to give it a security sweep. Drover was behind me, walking on tiptoes and checking things out with big moon eyes.
Hank, can Buckies open doors and come into houses?
I stopped. What? He repeated the question. Translated into common non-sinus language, it meant, Hank, can monkeys open doors and come into houses? It was your typical dumb Drover-type question. Don't be ridiculous. We're safe inside the house, and I wish you'd stop asking silly questions.
What's the answer?
The answer, which is obvious to everyone but you, is no. Monkeys cannot now and never have been able to open doors and come into houses.
How do you know?
I know because it's the law, Drover. Or if it's not, it should be and will be. We live under a system of laws, not monkeys. No monkey is above the law, and no law is below a monkey. He ran his eyes around the room.
Maybe so, but Hank, I'm feeling a little scared myself. I don't ever want to see that Bucky again.
Nor do I. But that's my whole point, Drover. The law is here to protect us, to give us a feeling of security, right? And laws are made by mature, responsible individuals, right? Hensley, we will put the democratic system to work and pass a law against monkeys.
Well, I'll be darned. I never would have thought of that.
I gave him a fatherly smile. Which is only one of the many reasons why you're not head of ranch security. Come on, let's get this thing signed into law and then we can relax. I'll give you a little lesson in government. We went into the living room and I hopped up in that big rocking chair over by the east window just below the hanging plant. I told Drover to sit on the floor in front of me. I cleared my throat and struck a dignified pose. The chair will now entertain a motion from the floor. Drover gave me a blank stare.
You mean that chair's gonna dance on the floor?
No, that's not what I mean.
Well, you said entertain, and I just thought...
Are you trying to make a mockery of our system of government? To hold a proper election, we must have a chair that recognizes a motion from the floor.
I never heard of a chair that could recognize anything.
Forget about the chair, Drover. It's just legal terminology. Now, you make a motion from the floor. After giving me another blank stare, he stood up and walked around in a circle.
How's that?
What are you doing?
Making a motion, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing.
No, incorrect, absolutely wrong. A motion from the floor, Drover, is whatever it is that we're fixing to vote on.
Oh, well, I'll vote for that.
Not yet. We still don't have a motion, you brick.
Well, how much emotion do you want?
Sometimes. Oh, well. I managed to hold my temper. Drover, listen to me. Don't think. Just say your part.
I don't know my part.
Hush and listen. When the chair calls for a motion, you will say, the floor moves that monkeys cannot possibly open doors or enter houses. That's all there is to it. Are you ready?
I guess.
All right. The floor is open to motions. I waited and got nothing from Drover. Well?
Is that chair really going to talk to me?
No! I am the chair and you are the floor.
This is crazy.
Just say your lines, Drover.
Okay, let's see. The floor is moving around and monkeys can't come into this house.
That's close enough. The floor has made the motion and the chair will second it. All in favor, say aye. We both said aye. Motion has carried by unanimous vote of all present. Congratulations, Drover. We have taken self-government to the dogs.
Sure looks that way to me.
And as a result of this solemn action, all at once my right ear shot up, and I cut my eyes to the side. Did you hear something?
Yes.
Describe the sound.
Door opening and door closing.
Suddenly I noticed a certain dryness of mouth. It must be the wind, Rover. Of course it was the wind. What else could it be? It appeared that Drover's eyes had begun to cross.
The monkey?
Impossible. There are laws against... And then we heard the voice.
Duggies, where are you, Duggies? Basha comes for you.
Huh?